We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and coming up in this next segment, we're going to talk Furniture Amnesty Day, which is coming up this Friday out at Manhattan City Park, and we've got three different guests who are going to be joining us here in this segment. From the Manhattan Fire Department, Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction, Ryan Courtwright joins us. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Brandon.
And from Hands on K-State, we've got a couple of guests as well. Program Administrator Kate Long joins us. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And Reagan Stone Street is here as well. She's the Student Coordinator for Hands on K-State. Good morning, Reagan.
Good morning.
All right. So the City of Manhattan, Hands on K-State, Cons United Way, and all taking part in this event here. It's an annual event that is held here in Manhattan. And let's go over the when and the where here. First things first, what time do things get kicking, Ryan?
Actually, I'm gonna let Reagan take the details of Friday and how everything works out there.
Okay.
Yes. So our volunteers will get to City Park at 8 a.m., and that is where we will start having trucks go on the routes to pick up furniture and bring it back to City Park. And then there will be three shifts for those volunteers, which will be 8 to 11, 11 to 2, and then 2 to 5. And then we have about 42 volunteers right now, so we are still in need of about 20 more for the event. And so then I will let Kate kind of give more details on like when people can walk through and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Reagan. So if people are interested in coming to select furniture, which we highly encourage, we anticipate we'll have probably over 500 pieces when it's all said and done, of all kinds, dining room tables, bedroom sets, dressers, desks, mattresses, you know, really anything and everything. If you're interested in coming to select furniture, you can sign up for a time slot starting at 8 a.m. in City Park. And we're right at the Baker Field. So we'll have folks enter from Fremont on the north side of the park, and then you can drive through to come and sign up. So starting at 8 a.m., you can come and select your time slot. And the time slots are 15-minute time slots from about 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And so we realize that means folks might be wanting to come early and select a future time slot, but that helps us kind of keep crowd control inside the furniture selection area. The good news is, and I think sometimes people think, oh, I have to be, you know, the 11 a.m. time slot to get first selection. You know, the reality is throughout the day, because the Furniture Amnesty Day event has gotten so large, that furniture comes in throughout the day. So that means there's going to be different furniture there in the afternoon than there was first thing in the morning, which really allows people to have broader selection throughout the day as well. So I would tell people, you know, if you're thinking I'm not going to be able to be there right at 8 to sign up, that's okay. You know, there's going to be items available for later slots as well. So we'll help people throughout that process, and volunteers will be there. One piece I think it's important to note is that if you are coming to select furniture, our volunteers can help move it kind of outside of the tent to your holding area. But unfortunately, we just don't have the people power or the vehicles to take the furniture to your home or to your apartment. So to please have organized, you know, friends with trucks or neighbors who can help you move it from City Park to wherever it needs to go.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the benefits here and why Furniture Amnesty is held each year. Ryan, you got some information on that?
I do. So according to the records that I can find, Furniture Amnesty Day has been going on since 2009. I think it was originally a partnership that was built between facilities and the assistant chief at the time, Brad Clausen. But certainly the event has a lot of positive impact on the community as, from a property maintenance standpoint. Year after year, August is a popular move-in and move-out time here in the community. And we would end up with a lot of furniture that would be left at the curb along with the trash. And several of our trash haulers don't pick up furniture like that. And so it would sit there. We'd have to go through the nuisance process and violation process in order to get that furniture removed. While in the meantime, it was just sitting out in the elements, getting rained on, getting ruined. And obviously, I think we have there's a need within the community, and that furniture could be used by other people that can make good use out of it. So since then, this event's really gives us an opportunity to get that furniture picked up, allows people to donate that furniture and get it to the park and get it in the hands of the people that need it. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic last year, we were unable to hold the event, which was unfortunate. But actually, 2019, the year before that, I think was the biggest year that we'd had so far. That year, we had just shy of 200 pickup locations and over 700 pieces of or 700 items that were donated. So that was a real big year. This far, to date this year, we've got a little over 90 pickups and just shy of 250 items that have been donated. Those numbers will go up. Typically, we see the donations pick up in the days leading up to the event. So certainly is a great event for our community. You'll see our risk reduction vehicles out, with trailers picking up furnishings Friday morning and delivering to the park, and we're excited for the event.
All right. Let's talk about if somebody has something they do want to donate, because I know there's some do's and don'ts. Kate, do you have information on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our volunteers and city employees can come pick up donations, or you're welcome to bring them to the park at any point that day before 4 p.m. The things that we do take are, like I mentioned, bedroom sets, mattresses, desks, dressers, dining room chairs, couches. We really don't take anything that plugs into a wall. So no big refrigerators or washing machines, but also no floor lamps or TVs. That just makes it, we're not able to dispose of those properly. So we'll take anything that doesn't plug into a wall.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of folks come out here. This is a good opportunity. Maybe if you have struggled getting furniture here for whatever reason, you actually get some really good quality. I know people have gotten desks in the past. I know we've had some folks who've worked here who went out and they go get a chair or something just to kind of complete their, you know, dining room set or something like that. It's some pretty neat things that are available.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'd welcome anyone and everyone across the community to participate in the event, whether you're donating furniture or coming to select furniture or volunteering or maybe all three are possible too. Yeah, but it's really meant to be a community event that, as Ryan mentioned, serves multiple purposes. And we're really thankful to be involved in that. It's something that the city really supports, and we work with Kansas United Way on, and university participation as well. So it's a really unique event, and I think something that not a lot of communities have in their towns. So we're really proud of this Furniture Amnesty Day.
So Reagan, if someone's hearing this and they say, hey, that sounds like a good opportunity for us to volunteer, where do they go to sign up to do that?
Yeah, so we have multiple links up right now, one on the Hands-On Facebook page and Twitter, and then also on the city website for the event. There is a sign-up link there, as well as all of this information for the event. So that will be on the City of Manhattan website. And then also, if you follow along, we'll be posting more information throughout the week for the event. So that would be just Hands-On on Facebook or Twitter to receive more information about that.
All right, very good. Is there anything else maybe I haven't covered here that you guys want to make sure to get out there to the public?
Well, we're still taking donations. So if people are interested and want to donate furniture and have it picked up, it's a real easy process. All of that, as Reagan mentioned, that sign up is available on the city page as well. We are taking advanced donations through Wednesday afternoon. So you just need to sign up in advance for those. But also feel free to bring your furniture anytime on Friday. We'd love to see as many folks out there as possible. And we are still looking, as Reagan mentioned, for volunteers for the event. So there are 3-hour shifts. We recognize that we're in a heat wave of the summer. So we will have all kinds of water and snacks and shade for volunteers. You know, this is one of those events, truly, the more the merrier, and many hands make light work, all of those sayings. But yeah, we would welcome more folks to come out and volunteer, even if you've got an hour on Friday. we would welcome you to come out.
All right. Ryan, is there anything else you had?
I think Kate pretty much covered it. Just looking forward to the event and encourage everybody that can to volunteer and to donate if you have items.
All right. Well, forecast for Friday, just so you know, mostly sunny, a high of 94. So at least we won't have rain to contend with. It's going to be hot, though.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Well, Furniture Amnesty Day again coming up this Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The pickup will be taking place from 11 to 4. Donations can be brought in advance and also that day. Kate Long, Ryan Courtright, Reagan Stone Street have been our guests. Thanks to each of you. Appreciate you coming out and hope you have a successful event.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having
us. Brandon.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up this segment. Stay tuned and Focus continues after this on KMAN.